Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Thursday in Ordinary Time, Proper 16 in the church calendar, and I'm so glad that you're here. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Our guest reader today is Mary Smith. She'll be doing the prayer of confession. If you'd like to be a reader, go to benwardmusic.com/readers. We'd love to have you. And if you're not part of our Facebook group, go to benwardmusic.com/Facebook. Right now, we're taking a poll on a time next week for a live teaching. Check it out. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Most merciful God, we confess that we've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
We call you our Father. We call you God. We call you our Father. We call you God. We call you our Father, we call you God. We call you our Father, we call you God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever.
That we can call you our Father today. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 18, 1 through 20. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave called around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me.
Oh, he rescued me because he delighted in me. Oh, he rescued me, 'cause he delighted in me. Glory to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Scripture lesson is Acts 27:27-44. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved." So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it drift away. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. "For the last 14 days," he says, "you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head." After he said this, he took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. When they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. When daylight came, they did not recognize the land, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach, where they decided to run the ship aground if they could. Cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea and at the same time untied the ropes that held the rudders. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach. But the ship struck a sandbar and ran aground. The bow stuck fast and would not move, and the stern was broken to pieces by the pounding of the surf. The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and get to land. The rest of us were to get there on planks or on other pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached the land safely.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, this Thursday in Ordinary Time, Proper 16 in the church calendar. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lift it all before the Lord. Thank you.
because you delighted in me.
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today. Lift them up now. Co-workers, fellow students, enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue today, say their names before the throne of grace. Of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Lord delivers you because He delights in you, in your presence, in who you are. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit. Thank you for your support monthly or with a one-time gift, benwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you again to Mary Smith for leading us in the prayer of confession today. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Bye-bye.